And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha of Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and of course on 97.3 The Fan. And a huge thanks to Jeff for keeping us on the air, keeping us so smooth this morning. Everything just always seems to run so great with Jeff and Kyle, our team on the fan side. And also a big thanks to Adam for keeping us going on the app. And a bigger thanks to you, man. We're having a great show this morning. Lots of fun. Lots of phone calls. The phones are still 100% packed up, and the texts have been just raining through. It's been a very fun morning this morning, and, man, we're really stoked to have Robbie Gant from APCO in here hanging out, talking fishing, and it's just been a good morning, Corey.
I agree with you, man. It doesn't get any better than having Robbie Gant in here from APCO. We're giving away a $250 APCO package, man. It includes some of the cyclofluorocarbon, which is some of my favorite. That's, I mean, that so stuff good. Is so bulletproof, and it's just... It's a go-to for me. You know, calico, surf fishing, I love fishing halibut, and it's going to be bulletproof, and it's 40-pound for me.
My favorite attribute to it, I couldn't tell you if it makes any bit of difference, but it's crazy how crystal clear cyclofluorocarbon doesn't only start, but, like, stays. You know, and I've fished a lot of fluorocarbon for big fish-wise, long-range and all those things, and one thing that most of them do is after you've really pulled on a big one, a short top shot on a big fish with heavy tackle and lots of drag, they all tend to get that hazy, milky look to them. I don't care what you do to a piece of that cyclofluoro, it stays crystal, crystal clear. You can't, like, stretch the
chemical out of it.
Yeah, you can't kill it. I don't know, man. I love it. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the key characteristics of the line is it doesn't get that. And when you do see that on, you know, the other fluorocarbons, that means that the fluorocarbon is broken down.
It's
time to change. And with the, you know, the cyclofluorocarbon, it doesn't have that. Yeah. And then on top of that is just the abrasion resistance that we get
ours
is the best by far. And the stretch is just like, perfect.
Yeah, it's so just right.
It's just right.
I remember, you know, in the beginning days with Greg and yourself and everybody talking about it, you said one of the biggest attributes when you guys were coming up with the formula on what was going to make the perfect fluorocarbon was how strong Cyco is after being compromised. You know, and a lot of lines have, you know, this perfect high testing in the perfect lab with, you know, the perfectly stretched piece, and it breaks at this amount. And, you know, one of the big things on Cyco was that after it was compromised, it had rubbed on rocks, it was in teeth, it was having the head shaking, that it retained a much higher breaking strength than any of the others after it wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
And we don't fish in a lab. We fish in the real world.
Exactly. And I've got some dealers that are just, you know, kind of like yourself, Rick, and your team there at the landing where – when they're bored, they just start screwing around with fishing.
100%. That's
what
we do.
And I've got shops all over the country that, you know, constantly call me up and, hey, we did all the tests, and your line was it blew everybody else out of the water, yeah. And we couldn't believe it. So, you know, the proof is there.
Totally. And you don't play the game of, like, well, we'll just take a piece that's really 60-pound and we'll call it 40 so right. That it never breaks. I mean, it's a perfect line diameter across the board, but it's still super clear, super strong. It's the bomb.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Robbie. We got more catch reports this hour. We got more fun. Let's jump into those phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Corey. Hey, Robbie and Ricky. We just got off the Vagabond. I want to give a big shout-out to my buddy Paul from OB with his 220 personal best.
Hey,
got about
nice
45,
one.
Pretty good fish, some kite fish, a bunch of rockfish. And what a quality operation Mike Lackey runs. So I just want to thank you, and I'm going to go home and use my APCO knife and cut my fish. You got to take care.
That's awesome, man. Solid one, Mike. Congratulations on a great trip, and a huge congrats to your buddy Paul for getting that big cow personal best. That's awesome.
Thanks. Take care. Man.
Appreciate that very much. That's
I forgot all about the knives, man. I own three of them. Like that's
and we've got new ones coming.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we have coming down the line to be excited for in the knife world?
Oh, well, we found another manufacturer, a different vendor basically, okay. that it came to us and kind of showed us what they're all about, and we started testing the product and we liked it better. So, you know, we stuck with the sizes that we used in the past.
Cool.
You really couldn't beat the handle configuration of the last generation.
Perfection.
Yeah, so it was just, you know, kind of a little bit of an elevation to our knives. So we'll have a 7 and a 9 inch, which we call like the flex, and then we have the 8 and the 10. You know, for more of your bigger fish, your bigger tunas to knock.
Similar in shape and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Yep. How about the sheath?
The sheath, new sheath coming.
Ooh,
with this
exciting.
One.
Okay, cool.
We eliminated like a little belt loop on the old one, like nobody.
Nobody Nick Dundee's it?
Nobody, right. So, that, and then we had, like, some packaging stuff that, you know, the consumers don't really care about, but tackle shops, you know, always want to make sure that, you know, no wasted space on the wall, so we reduced the packaging
crazy.
And all that stuff. So.
I'll tell you what, I might as well just pull out my wallet, because I might as well just give you my card now.
Take it now.
Right, exactly.
Put my debit card on file, and something new comes out, and send it my way.
So crazy.
That's cool. Well, hey, we had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Ray at Fisherman's Landing, who took great care of me yesterday, installing a full spool of Max Quattro 100-pound with my new jigging reel paired with some AFCO fluorocarbon. AFCO products have always been proven at the highest quality. I love my Reaper, all my shirts, all my shorts that I've purchased. One thing that I haven't been able to find has been a really nice pair of waterproof pants. Do you guys sell any bibs or any other waterproof gear that we should be aware of? That's from DJ in San Diego.
Yeah, and I for this style of fishing out here, obviously, for the time of year, you don't want a whole bunch of, like, insulation. You're usually going to get too hot.
Right.
I fished this last week on that trip on the Amigo, and I was using the Barricade bib, and I had it on, you know, first thing in the morning. I had it on throughout the day, even when the sun was beaming and it was, you know, it was hot out. But even in that bib, I was totally comfortable. And when you're dealing with squid and stuff, right, you gotta wear something like
that. Yeah,
you gotta
have waterproof
something.
On.
And so I would recommend the Barricade.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. And that's it. Like, it's hard to find. Like, what we need in Southern California is harder to find. Most clothing manufacturers, when they're making quote unquote foul weather gear, it's super heavy insulated, keep you warm. Like, most of the time in SoCal, like, if you need to be warm, you just throw a hoodie on. You know, like, we're not looking for our shell to be what provides the warmth. Like, the shell's got to stop the wind and stop the water. Like, you'll take care of getting warm with something else. But it's harder and harder to find something like that more often than not, we're worried about sweating to death in the thing. I'm with you. Barricade is awesome. It's very breathable. For, you know, comfortable to wear. You don't feel like you're sweating inside of it, but still, I mean, fire hose waterproof.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And the other nice thing about it is you can wear something that's soft shell. It's not necessarily like a rubber pair of slickers, but if you are squid inking, fish cleaning, whatever, I mean, you could literally squirt yourself with the hose and you could scrub your bibs down with a deck brush and still be perfectly dry, but you're wearing something that's a traditional soft shell piece of gear.
Absolutely.
In addition to that, though, for, like, strictly your fish cutting things, AFCO did start to dabble in the, you know, in, like, a more traditional, I don't want to call it rubber because I know AFCO uses some funky killer material, but there's some, like, crew member style bibs that have added to the line as of late too, right?
Yeah, that's the deep set bib.
Okay.
And that's a PVC, kind of like your traditional, you know, PVC style bib.
Your ultra heavy duty lobstering,
yes.
Whatever. Like this is gonna end up balled up in a corner when you peel it off, and it's gonna deal with that. Just the old school commercial style set of bibs.
Yeah, the deep set bib.
Okay.
That's the one.
Awesome. Cool. Well, very, very fun. Hey, I think the phones are packed up, and we're going to jump right back into them.
Let's do that. How about we talk to Robert from Canning Country? Good morning, Robert. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Robert?
Good morning, guys. I just want to thank you guys for an awesome show every Saturday morning. I'm retired, so I fish during the week. I don't want to be out there with all the nuts. So something great to have on Saturday mornings. I have two questions. Acid wrap. AFCO's been into guides forever. Is the acid wrap really worth it, or does it really do anything? And second question, what can I use when sinker rigs are going during the day? Don't seem to have a lot of luck. What can I tie on besides that?
I am so excited to hear Robbie's take on that, because you have been involved in a lot of fishing rod design over your career. What the?
Boy, a lot of the audience is not going to like it. I don't like it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, I think there's a lot that agree with you.
Yeah, but just like the spine of a rod and like how rods operate, and with the guides starting one way and then going down the other way. Like, I guess if you're jigging, I can see some sort of it works for jigging, but outside of that, I don't like it. I've tried it. Trust me, I've tried it, and it's just something that I don't know if it's just old school traditional, but just to me on how rods operate with the guides, that when it does that, you're losing power in your rod because it's not on spine.
And let's just say, like, for the three of us, we all have the same sediment, right? I mean, but
I'm with you. I was really into hearing this because I feel the same way that you do.
Yes.
But
yes.
Neither of us have been involved in designing thousands of fishing rods in our career. But the third guy at the table, like, I like to find the spline and appropriately put an appropriate set of guides on there. And I like the way that looks, and I like the way that it fishes. I've never had the feeling of a custom-built rod that I've ever had feel like it wants to turn upside down. I've never had the things that, you know, some of the proponents of it. But this is the guy who has done it a whole lot more than all of us, and I'm sure have played with it in prototype and all those things, like at the lab level. Like, Corey and I don't like the looks of it, don't like the way that it fishes, but you've done it for real.
We've done it all. But I mean, like, in today's world, everybody with their fishing tackle, it's all about looking cool too, right?
Sure.
And it does have its own unique look. And so it might make that angler that's got that look like he's a better angler or whatever. But at the end of the day, if it works for you, then go for it. Have at it.
Not work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely not a detriment to what you're doing. It's another way to skin the cat.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you're getting a job done and it's a confidence builder for you, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And in that jigging world, there might be some things where it presents some advantage to a niche style of fishing. So yeah, I'm with you, but acid wrap for me either.
Yeah. The other part of this question was, other than a sinker rig, what do you think? I mean, that.
I mean, when that stuff's deep, all you can fish is a butterfly style jig. That would be the go-to. And for me, it's been a minute since I've done that. I haven't really been doing the whole vampire style of fishing that they're doing, you know, these days. But my day at Shimano, we kind of invented that whole deep water
completely
deal. And one thing I would say is, you know, change the cadence. You know, so a lot of guys you see these days will go out and they drop the jig to a certain depth and they do this, what it's called, slow pitch. But if you go back to like speed jigging and really get that jig moving through the water column, you can trigger more of a reaction bite to where the fish isn't hungry. It's just something that zips by him and he's got to eat it. You know,
you guys make a jig that we love in all of the dart style Blue Fever jigs, the crossbreed, the hybrid. Like, we love those. They are mid water column, higher water column cast. Some of this stuff that's been, like you say, the vampire fish have been real heavy. Anything like that on the horizon? Anything like that in the lineup? Or is it more, 120 gram?
We wanted to make our jigs just for the everyday guy. Like you said it earlier, like, just dummy. I just want to throw it out. I want to wind
it
in. It's got to catch a whole bunch of different styles of fish. But by investing a bunch of time, energy, and effort into that whole deep water jigging thing, if you invest and you bring in, a whole pallet full of 400-gram jigs and you don't have a good tuna bite, you're now sitting on just hundreds of thousands of dollars in bad inventory. Now you have your fingers crossed that those tunas come back the following year, and it's just kind of a risky thing.
Yeah.
So it's either you were in it prior to it, now you're reaping the benefits, and all these new guys are getting on board, it's risky.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, they don't have a ton of uses, a 400-gram deep tuna jig with super heavy-duty hooks. Everything bites a crossbreed.
Everything.
Every sand bass, every calico bass, Every bonita, yellow, I mean everything.
Cabrilla.
Everything bites that. Yeah, like it can be fished everywhere for everything. But again, with really good hardware, and you don't need to change the hooks when you go from fishing bluefins to sand bass with it, and you can tie the same lure on and be effective with both.
Absolutely.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, we're going to run right back. We got another great text coming through. This one is from Nicole. It says, hey, guys, I'm from Oceanside, new to saltwater fishing game. Curious if there's any use of downrigger fishing for tuna out here. I know that it's becoming commonplace with the guys up in Central and Northern California. Any thoughts on downrigger-wise tuna?
I've been wanting to play with it big time.
Yeah.
That and planer boards. Like, you know, you watch these guys in the East Coast and they're planer board fishing and they're getting those baits down to that depth, right? And it's all about getting the bait in front of the fish. And what would be more, like, it would be so much better to have a live bait moving through that water column where those fish are at some sort of a speed versus, you know, like jigging. Yes, I honestly would say that would be a definite way to catch them. It's just going to be trial and error, right? Someone's got to go out there and crack the code and put the time, energy, and effort into it. And I'm not sure people have that patience to do that.
I think it's one of the most overlooked things for our, like, true SoCal fisheries. Because when that bluefin that we have been catching started to march its way up north, it was, you know, those guys fish downriggers all the time. They fish salmon, and that's what they do. And, you know, and you see all of these big fish, you know, that are at depth. You know, that's why the vertical jig thing, and send a bait down to them and start slow trolling mackerel around at depth, and they just started walloping them. And it's just not a thing, you know, not every 25 Parker that's out there has a downrigger hanging off the back of it, but everybody in that northern Channel Islands and above does. And I think it's something that could totally be utilized down here that we are just not as comfortable as our buds to the north are.
But you know, if you left the dock with that and that's all you did, you'd catch.
Yeah,
oh, you
sure.
Would for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the only guy that probably had that wired was Bill DePriest, you know.
Yeah.
And now he's more chasing a smallmouth around in Idaho more than chasing our bluefin around, but I guarantee if that dude was here right now, like, he'd be the guy, like, "Oh yeah, no, we cut that's how we catch them all the time," you know, like.
Yep.
Itchy stuff like that. Well, hey, we got a little bonus. We got Pete on the line right now, calling us live from Montana. What's up, Pete?
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ricky, Corey, and thank you guys for covering, and sure appreciate listening to Robbie. I do an early errand here, drive about an hour out of Helena, Montana, to meet a buddy and pick up something from him. And right now I'm sitting at the top of McDonald Pass, which is a pass right above Helena, Montana. It's a beautiful blue sky, gorgeous Montana day, surrounded by beautiful forests, and things are so green up here this time of the year. We have a lot of late spring, early summer rain, and which is just turns everything bright green and just gorgeous. So it's a really beautiful time in Montana. But getting in some fishing up here, fished with buddy Chris Scott and Greg Stotesbury, and of course Bill Shedd last week too. He was up here fishing with Greg and got a chance to fish with Bill on the Missouri River and caught some great fish on the dry fly up here. And we've been fishing some of the tributary lakes of the Missouri River too, and really, really good fishing.
Wow, cool.
Rainbows up to 6 pounds on the fly. Just fantastic fishing. Going to do a little bit more tomorrow before I head back home on Tuesday. But I just wanted to say, I have a bunch of AFCO clothing up here because the weather changes like Alaska up here. It is like one day it's gorgeous and sunny and, you know, 80 degrees like it's going to be today. And then the next day it's cold and wet and blowing and stuff like that. It's Montana. It's kind of like Alaska. If you don't like the weather, wait a minute. But you need a lot of different clothing, and AFCO makes everything, whether you're in Alaska, Montana, or offshore in San Diego, it doesn't matter. And this clothing is absolutely the finest. Now, one thing I really wanted to highlight that I love now are the new AFCO pants and shorts. I'm not exactly sure of the name, but they kind of have a little bit of a stretchy belt around the waist. But the pants and the shorts, I'm not sure of the model, but their shorts and their pants and their shirts and everything about them. It's not just the outerwear, but it's also the AFCO clothing. It works everywhere, and it's really fantastic. And you're talking about the that calico bass fishing and the sand bass fishing, that Atco swimmer, man, and the jerk baits are just fantastic, man. And it sounds like that calico fishing is insane.
The numbers are off the charts, Pete. Seriously, like Benny Florentino said, best in 20 years, but I'd put it maybe even beyond that.
Crazy.
I mean, maybe the 30-year mark. Yeah, 25 years for sure.
So rad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent fishing.
And the same with the sea bass fishing. I missed the trip this week on the rail town with Bob Huth. He invited me and our buddy Dan Hume from Hume Termite, and they absolutely crushed the sea bass and the giant yellows there over at Clemente.
Not a good trip to miss.
Yeah, not a good trip to miss, but you know what? It's pretty cool up here. So I had this trip planned. I had to come up, and I'm very grateful to you and Corey for covering it for me. I can take my computer with me and handle the business from pretty much anywhere, but to have you guys be able to cover the show on Saturday and Sunday, I'm super grateful to be able to take advantage of this beautiful second home that my wife and Lolly and I purchased up here, and just really excited to be listening to you guys up here and just enjoying the show. And I just wanted to say a little bit about what the fishing's like up here, and then also learning to row a new drift boat is kind of a new thing for me. So learning to row a drift boat in the river is like a totally different experience. So learning to do that too, and hopefully not hit too many rocks anymore.
Anyway, I could tell from this, NP, your voice almost has that Baja tone to it, man. Like your Montana tone is just like your Baja tone.
You feel your own.
It's a different world up here. It is totally a different world. But I love both worlds. You know, San Diego's a wonderful place, Southern California, and then up here to be able to escape up here and the people and the beauty is pretty amazing. And I'm just super grateful to you and Corey to allow this to happen for sure and covering for me.
Well,
so
it's our
anyway,
pleasure.
You guys, yeah,
it's our pleasure. You certainly deserve it and you earned it. And I'm glad you're having such a great time up there. And we're wishing you continued success rowing and catching a bunch of big trout. And we'll look forward to hearing more about it as soon as you return, Pete. Well, thanks for a great check. And we're really excited. We're going to go from the Montana report to find out what's biting, you know, up and down the beach. We got Yusuf coming up, Pete. So a great job. Sure appreciate it. Thanks for keeping us up to date. And man, I can speak for Corey when I say it's our pleasure, man. Glad you're having fun.
All right, guys, have a great show, and I'll see you next Saturday.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much.
All right. I call that good times right there.
No
it
doubt
does,
about
it. It does have that kind of Baja tone, and I know somebody who's got some more great reports, and that's our Angler's Realtor. It's Yusuf Husseini. It's our FishDope.com report. That's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego, and it's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips, and with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
Hey, we got them standing by. Yusuf's on the line. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Very good morning. Very good fishing up and down the beach. We have been very anxiously awaiting this report. Like, this has got to be one of the easier reports to give of the year. It's like it's biting everywhere. However far north you go, however far south you go, it's biting.
It is biting, man. And we are. This is full on summer kickoff coming. I got some big news. I'm going to save it for the end of the report.
All right, okay. We're ready, buddy.
So Santa Rosa, still that sea bass bite has been going. It has slowed down, you know, quite a bit. It was not kicking like it was. Halibut and rockfish, though, keep going over at Eagle Nest and Beecher's Bay area. Anacapa, same deal. It's actually still biting pretty good there, 25 to 50 pound fish. It's not what it was, but you put the time in and you'll get on them. Catalina, same deal. Sea bass are still going. Yellowtail and halibut, all the usual places on the backside. Still fish around the front as well with small yellows. San Clemente started biting really good. It's wide open on boats there right now in Pyramid, as well as sea bass, you know, and yellows. But it's going good, bigger fish. Sand bass has slowed down a little bit. It was biting like crazy, like the old days, out at Huntington Flats and Isers and the Imperial Beach Flats. But there is still a lot of fish to be caught. To mention, Pacific Carnage is out at 10 a.m. this morning. They're not coming back until Tuesday night. Nachos is the only game for squid, up there, up north there. La Jolla, the bite is getting better. I was out with my son on Friday, and we farmed three. But the one guy next to us in the yacht that's always out there, they got six.
Hey,
so,
all right.
Bigger fish, too. The squid are starting to kind of die off over in that area, off of Blacks and Crystal Pier. It's getting a little bit spotty. There was some guys out in the morning. It looked like they'd been fishing sea bass all night still. Not sure if they got them. Big bluefin are kind of disappeared yesterday a little bit. Danny said they're up, kind of heading north around the 474. Still decent fishing, but not like it was. I'm sure they'll turn back up like they do every week. Big news is yesterday there was a local bluefin yellowtail bonita caught on the 371.
Hey,
and
there's,
I guess
hey,
it's
there's
a big mass. So, yes, sir, we got local fish. I just saw a video that San Diego posted this morning as well, where, saying they're going offshore now.
Okay.
So they're here, guys. We are we're just starting the, you know, it's almost 4th of July, and I remember in the old days it was always you're waiting for 4th of July. After that 4th of July weekend, it's game on for everything. So
that was,
I think we're
USF, that was
heading back into that.
Famous thing, shoot off the fireworks, let's go fish tuna.
Man, that is
there
awesome, awesome news, and great to hear that. Like you say, if there was one thing missing, it was that local bank tuna fishing, and you weren't kidding when you said we were firing on all cylinders. You said, great news. If somebody wants to keep in touch with Fish Dope, this is the time that it happens, and that's the type of info that makes or break your trip. You know, where that fish was, where it moves to. Obviously, the guys caught on 371. When you log on to Fish Dope tonight, when you log on tomorrow, when you log on tomorrow afternoon, like, they're all current and freshly updated reports. And you can save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, saves you $30 off of a new membership. And, man, it's fishing's certainly firing on all cylinders. What's up with the housing market?
Housing market's going great. Our rates are starting to trend downward, so a lot of new buyers are coming into the market. And a lot of old buyers that have been sitting on the fence are actually starting to look. We've got tons of inventory. We're about a month to 2 months away from being back to a normal market. So as soon as these rates drop, I'm sure that'll vaporize and we'll go back to you know, multiple offers and that kind of thing. So it's coming. As soon
like
as we
it.
Get this rate down, it should get way better.
Okay, buddy. Well, great job, man. Fantastic news. You made all of our days hearing about local tuna and obviously that great coastal fishing, island fishing that's happening. Really appreciate you, Joseph. Great job compiling so much info for us, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
All right, buddy. Appreciate
that
very
awesome
much.
Report.
That's cool.
Awesome report is brought to us by Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine power today and set up your system at norsklithium.com or just go see the trolling motor doctor.
There it is. Gary in Sonoma is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Rick, Corey, and Robbie. Thanks for picking up. And, yeah, I've been long-range. So it's going to be my 10th trip now over the years. I want to first tell Robbie, you know, oh, 5-10 years ago, I had a sea harness from AFCO, and I had a small issue with a lower back problem, and I didn't want to cancel my trip. And I got to tell you, that sea harness saved my back, you know, leaning back in it, and it really helped catching tuna. And I want to thank you for that, Robbie.
No, absolutely.
And, Hey, getting on this jigging, these vampire jigs, I'm on this 4-day coming up in July. And, you know, there's all kinds of jigs. I have a question. Is it just, it doesn't matter what color or whatever, it's the weight? Is it the weight and the where they're at, 300 feet, 400 feet? Does it really matter if it's a Rip Roller or a Williamson or a JYG jig? Just a little feedback on that would help.
You know, so yes and no, I guess would be the right way to say that. Like, do the particulars mean a ton? They don't. All of them are different, and they're different for a reason. A Rip Roller is going to wiggle a little bit different than a Nomad is. It's going to, you know, a lot of it is sync and how fast a lure gets down there or how not. You know, like I smiled when Robbie was talking about, you know, the pioneering days of butterfly jigging and flatfall fishing. Like, flatfalls were the only way we caught these tunas for a bunch of years that have then given way to more popular knife jigs that sink down faster. But, like, comparing those two, it just depends on what the fish are doing. Like, if the fish are higher in the water column, the flatfall is a better tool because it shakes and shimmies and side to sides and sinks better, thus staying in that upper water column strike zone longer than a knife jig that goes blowing through it. On the opposite side of things, if those fish are real deep, something that is just flies down and stays vertical is the better of the two. Now, does the difference between the pink stripe or the blue stripe or this polka dot make a bit of difference in the dark at 300 feet? Probably not one bit whatsoever. Just my thought, but I always like to hear what Robbie
says. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Some sort of, you know, chartreuse or glow, that always seemed to help. But it's always like the smallest jig you can get away with.
Yeah, there it is.
Where you can stay vertical was always key, right? So if you start to get scope in the line and, you know, the line's going away from you, it's coming more in the horizontal position, your jig's not doing what it's supposed to be doing,
yeah.
Right? So it's like wind it in, but always using the lightest jig possible at the depth.
And weather, and what the weather's
giving you. Yes, because you've got current, you've got wind, yeah. You've got all these variables. The biggest key to success, which a lot of guys don't do for whatever reason, listen to the deckhand and the captain of the boat.
Totally.
They will tell you exactly what jig, what size jig, all that stuff, and they do it every day for a living.
Totally.
So they know it better than anybody, and every day it's different, and they can see the fish on the machine, and they know how they're reacting.
They know what happened yesterday.
Yeah, and so they'll be able to tell you, hey, guys, like a 250 is perfect.
Yeah. Don't right? wear yourself out trying to grind up a 500-gram jig. 250 is what you want. You
yeah.
fish too big, you're going to blow through them.
And if you fish a 500-gram jig, good luck.
It sucks.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah, and the other big thing that is every bit as important as the lure is just knowing where that lure is. You know, this style of fishing over now 10 seasons has gotten so dialed in. The captains and crews are so good at letting you know exactly what's going on in a real-time scenario. That fish is under the boat good. It's at 280 feet. And knowing where you are in relation to where the fish are is a huge part of it. And whether that be marking the line yourself, whether that be using a Power Pro Max Quattro that's metered off every 100 feet and then has some variations within those 100 feet to know exactly where you are, like whatever it is, but having something in front of them probably matters a whole lot more than what stripe or flash or prism you do or don't have.
You know what's awesome about Gary going on a 4-day in July? He's going to have multiple nights
to
put it together.
The only downside you got, Gary, is trying to figure out where you're going to buy your second freezer from when you get back.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, it is loaded.
And Fishman's Processing.
Yeah,
man.
No
wait,
doubt,
wait,
man.
Wait
yeah,
your load.
you got to figure that part out.
with that,
thanks,
we can
Gary.
Figure out that we're going to go to break. We're going to be right back. More Robbie Gantt. When we return, your calls, text, and more. When we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home. And that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we're having so much fun this 2 hours with Robbie Gant from AFCO and giving away a $250 AFCO gift package, man.
Yeah.
It includes Psycho Fluorocarbon and Blue Fever jigs.
Big times.
Right.
So we got knives. We've got new belts, new harnesses, new gas. I know that it's not your side of things, but I always like hearing about it. I'm sure the team was busy. Is there any new clothing thing that is coming from that side of AFCO that we'll look forward to hearing about at AFCO? Again, no need to be specific or anything like that. I know it's a big time, but
yeah,
the boys are always up to
always.
There's always
yeah.
scheming. There's always
yeah.
cool stuff coming out of the clothing side.
Yeah, definitely there. But I think more exciting is our bags. You know,
soft good bags.
Yes.
Love. Tell
yes.
us. What's
so,
what's
you know, we've had, like, our schoolie backpack. We've had our everyday backpack. We've had our, you know, our boat bags, our duffel bags. So we kind of expanded that out this year. We have a new backpack called Expedition. It's more of like a lifestyle bag or
okay.
backpack. You know, it's something that, you know, I would take if I'm flying anywhere.
You want to Cedros and you need your carry-on
yep,
thing.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
cool.
It's just overly built,
cool.
AFCO way,
yeah,
right?
AFCO
and
style.
It's got all the bells and whistles in it that you would like to see. It's actually the backpack on the back part where the backpack straps are. It has a full, like, three-quarter zip. So now it acts almost like a duffel bag.
Cool.
So you can kind of get in there and do that. And then there's also the Expedition duffel bag, and I got to use it on my trip this last week for the first time in a fishing situation. And it has on the bottom shelf, it's got like a fully waterproof section for, like, your deck boots and all that stuff. So it was really nice at the end of the day.
Oh, what a good idea.
Keep them separate.
I got it.
And my really gross Beartrade
squid it out gear,
and I just shoved it right in there, and it kept it away from all my nice clean stuff up top. So
interesting.
What
yeah.
a
so
smart move. That I'm totally picturing.
So as part of the backpack, it's a separate compartment.
Yeah, so it's a duffel bag, but it has
yeah.
backpack straps,
yeah.
but it is a separate compartment that is, you know, secured away from, it's got a waterproof lining, so you're not going to get, you know, the grossness of your fish guts.
Yeah, you're getting ready to hop back into your truck. There's a spot where your wet boots and
yes.
your squid it out fished out, just finished cleaning,
yep,
you know,
just slides right in, so you're not, you know, doing the whole, like, Ralph's paper sack, and,
yeah,
you know, it's got a spot for it, so.
Not funking out,
yeah,
though, all your clean clothes that are in your duffel.
Yeah, so that's the Expedition. We've got new reel bags coming, so we had those a couple years ago.
You didn't change my reel bag, did you?
We just improved it.
Okay,
so,
I love
it. So we improve it, and we actually did a big one. So we have
awesome.
Had, like, a small and a medium. And then we did a large, so more of the,
now
you know,
we can
really
TAC 50s.
TAC 50s, yes. Even like an 80, like if you,
wow,
you know, for the yacht,
cool,
guy, if he wants to do that. So
still the break apart, like open up design.
Yes,
I love,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's been just killer.
It's
everybody,
the best.
Yeah, it's so nice, so nice. Everything's all nice and compact.
Real bags had like fallen off of the, they just like fallen away, and like nobody made a real bag, and it was just up to APCO to make it happen again, and again, you guys took the traditional design, turned it on its head, made it better, and I love them. The reel bags are what I use. It's like a, almost like a stackable tower that zips in half and then folds to become two open pieces. You can hold a ton of reels. The smallest one that I use for like all the El Salto stuff, you could fit three low profile reels in each compartment. You know,
yes.
You know, you could put 20 bass reels in that small bag if you wanted to. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, the thing is absolutely, and it's got like the little padded dividers in there, so your reels aren't getting all beat up against each other. So definitely well thought out and cool. Different than what's
cool.
than what's out on the market. You know, outside of that, we have our Slammer dry backpack, so it's kind of your, you know,
roll top style
mm-hmm. Waterproof bag, and then we have these we're calling them like little stuff sacks, and that's primarily more for the freshwater bass guy. You know, you always need to have your rain gear in your bass boat, and obviously that works too for the saltwater guy. But it came more from the freshwater side, where it's a nice little bag that you can stuff things into. It's got the roll top, so it's going to keep everything dry, and you can just throw it in one of your rod lockers.
And the name of that, Slammer?
Slammer is the roll top dry,
okay,
backpack, and then those little bags I was talking about to put, you know, your dry gear,
yeah,
or whatever. Those are our stuff sacks, and those come in two different sizes. And then we have a little bag. It's vintage. It's
okay.
Called a mooring duffel. And I was at one of my designer's houses, and he had a duffel bag that he got from, I think it was the 1984 Masters tournament.
Yeah.
And it's just super old school logo.
Oh, cool.
And so
like a soulful,
yes,
throwback,
yeah,
bag.
So we're like, we need to find like an old school AFCO logo. We can find an old school canvas looking bag. You know, it's just really cool.
That's rad.
Yeah, dude,
that's
AFCO makes so much cool stuff.
That one was super fun.
Oh, that's,
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Always.
Makes so much cool stuff. Like, too much cool stuff. Like, if somebody is listening, AFCO.com, I mean, they can check all this stuff,
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's all right there. And you know, one of the more fun bags is our Urban Angler Backpack. So that's designed for, you know, all the dock rats, you,
yep,
know, kids that are fishing ponds or whatever. It holds a, you know, Plano 3700 perfectly. It holds a 3600 perfectly. It's got a couple pages for some plastic, some hooks.
It's what you want to have on your back.
Yeah, you don't need a ton
it's
of gear when
you're
going
to the kitchen sink.
Exactly. It's just what you need to go fishing.
I own one.
Yeah.
But I'm not a dock rat.
Yeah.
I would make a difference.
Used,
yeah,
to be.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe a dock opossum. You know?
There you go. No, come on. Like, oh, my
gosh. A pack rat. Yeah, lots of gear. Plenty of room. But yeah, again, it's going to be a big hardware year for AFCO, it sounds like.
Yes.
It sounds like that there's going to be a lot of trophies coming back home.
I hope so.
I think so.
I want to read this text because, I mean, we're talking all this cool stuff,
yeah,
and all this dude stuff comes from a lady. And as a lady angler, I love the apparel AFCO sells. The shorts are super comfortable, and the sun shirts fit great. Keep it coming, Kim says. Kim from San Marcos. How about that?
I know that there's a new set of foul weather bibs that AFCO made in the ladies line, and Dallas wore them in Alaska this year and just said the same thing, just raved that, like, you know, I'm oblivious to that, but like whatever the women's cut of their new waders, they were good looking. It was like a deep turquoisey blue and black comp. They're really nice, but she had those in Alaska this year and just said it was all time. You know, like really nice to have actual ladies fitting style of foul weather gear.
Yeah, and the clothing side works with, you know, professional captains that are women, right? So like Mo Newman.
Yeah.
And so she's there, and we've got a whole bunch more.
Where does she operate?
She's out of Venice, Louisiana.
Okay.
But you know, the team at AFCO is constantly working with these women that do, you know, that fish for a living, and they get all the really good detail of what they need as a woman angler, and then we just incorporate that feedback into the designs, and therefore, you know, like her comment, it's all spot on.
Right? Dallas talks about it all the time. She says so many fishing tackle manufacturers make their same pair of pants, but they put a pink logo on it or a purple logo on it. That always drives her crazy. And, like, the AFCO women's gear is exactly that. It's true technical fishing tackle that are made for ladies. It's not the same thing with a hot pink logo on it.
Exactly.
It's real gear.
Real gear.
Yeah, that's cool. As is everything else at AFCO that has that logo on it.
I have shorts, seriously. The problem with AFCO, and I say this, if I'm like Robbie Gant, part of AFCO, the only problem is the consumer doesn't wear them out.
Yeah,
like
ever.
They last forever.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've never had a seam ever wear out. I've never had the stitching wear out. The pocket's always shut. I mean, it's just, it's as good as it gets for a consumer.
Yeah.
We sell MO1s that are older than a lot of the employees that work at the tackle store. Like, that same pair of short was available that your dad wore before you were around. You know, like, they stand the test of time.
Yeah, I mean, when you got Frank Lopresti, I think he lives in MO1s, right?
Straight up.
And there's a reason why.
Yeah.
And we give them to him probably for free, but I don't know if the last time I heard from Frank asking for a new pair of shorts, it's been a long time.
He is a very big proponent of AFCO gear, no doubt about it. Like, that's what Frank wears. That's the uniform. And again, he likes it for the same reason that I do, is because in addition to MO1s, which are the hardcore fishing short, you guys make such a good line of, again, technical appropriate shorts that are also still plenty fine to then go wear out to dinner that night too. You know, like, stuff that looks like everyday wear, but still has a plier pocket, still hasn't incorporated this, still huge stain resistance, still dry real fast. Like, that's my favorite stuff that's in AFCO clothing line these days.
Yeah, one of the newer ones is the Deckhand series, and it comes in both a short and a pant, and I've fallen in love with those. They're just, to your point, Rick, I can wear them on the water all day long and be super comfortable, and they're very fishy, but I can, you know, swap out a shirt and put on a boat bar shirt, and I can go to dinner.
Still looks right.
Still looks right.
Yep. And if I'm remembering right, the deckhand ones have the additional pocket over the pocket. Like, there's the main pocket, but then there's a secondary
pocket. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, they're awesome.
The other thing that they very smartly did is the plier pocket over the years has increased in width by another inch so that it fits your cell phone.
Perfect.
I'm sure that wasn't an accident.
Yep.
Hey, well, the phones are super packed up. Let's jump right back into them, Corey.
All right, let's do that. How about Jeff? Jeff calling from Huntington Beach. Appreciate you joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Robbie, nice seeing you on the show. I just want to say I've over the years, plenty of AFCO quality products. Enjoyed them all, from the fillet knife, clothing, belts. But about 2 years ago, Tim Baker called me and said, hey, Jeff, hey, Tim, what'd I win? Well, friends and relatives, $500 AFCO a gift certificate.
Nice.
So guess what I did? I went shopping. I'm in Huntington Beach. You guys are in my backyard. So I went and got so many of those hard baits. I got the jerks, the crossbreeds, the hybrids, the swimmers. And just to let you know, I fish every week up and down the coast, and I'm one of the little sales agents on the boats.
Sweet.
The first time I Catalina, we came across some foamers, I threw that crossbreed 100 gram right in the mix. Instant hookup, second cast, right in the mix, instant hookup. Guys came over to me on the boat, hey, do you got any more jigs? I'll buy them off you. I got to tell you what, you can use them, and if you lose it, you could buy it. And last couple of weeks, I was calico bass fishing, had the swimmers out, and I was showing people, look at this calico chase that bait. Look at it chase that bait. Yeah, I tell you what, really enjoy all the new products. I love artificials. I like MC swim baits too, Corey. But they work. And that crossbreed, like you say, you don't have to change nothing out.
That's it.
And it gets them.
You got it. Well, appreciate the phone call,
Thank you very much,
and congrats on a rad shopping spree. That's awesome. Glad
Isn't
to hear, buddy.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And it's so perfect. I mean, talking about the swimmer, Robbie, like somebody going to Cedros, you can bring a half a dozen of those in different sizes and colors. And it's not that much weight.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it doesn't add to the weight. It's, I mean, not much. They're not overly heavy, and they're like, I keep coming back to the swimmer just because they're so badass. Yeah. I mean, they
and unique.
They are.
Yeah.
And they get bit.
Yes. Well, the fun to fish, it's visual.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. There's nothing like what he was just talking about. You know, you can see the jig swimming through the surface, and you can see the calico bass coming up behind it, or the yellow, whatever it might be, and it's all visual. And I think that just makes it
that much
more fun.
The last trip to Cedros, I fished the larger swimmer,
mm-hmm.
and dude, the yellows literally porpoising out of the water left and right over the lure. Yeah. Oh my god.
The best bite that exists.
As fast as I could humanly wind it.
That's cool.
Watch out.
Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, hey, guys, what another great show this is. My question for Robbie, is there any sort of Ikajime training class? I'd love to brush up myself, and I sure wouldn't mind sharing that with a couple of my favorite sport boats. Love to use this system. Thanks for everything you do. That's from Steve.
Yeah, Steve, actually, we don't do any sort of training. We definitely have a lot of videos on YouTube, on our website at afco.com. But there is a guy back east. His name is Andrew. And he's part of the Ikajime Federation. I believe you can go online and type in Ikajime Federation. And he actually does have classes. Now, it's more culinary,
mm-hmm.
but it is class style. And there's different levels of becoming an Ikajime master.
Ikajime is the process, right?
The process, right. And so he walks you through multiple different species,
okay.
right? Because brain locations and the wire sizes you need, you know, all that stuff. And so he basically gets you to a master level with his classes. But it's not really good for us because it's all on the East Coast,
yeah.
and it's an in-person type deal. But he does do classes back east.
Interesting. It's got to be the online part because the braining the fish and getting a wire through there for some can be probably the most difficult part.
Yes.
But you can also do it from the tail.
Yeah. Well, the tail, I keep telling everybody, like
totally.
The tail
you,
cut.
You turn me on to that. It's the difference.
You can see it.
Yep.
Right. So when you're going in through the head, and I've seen plenty of videos online where a guy's going through the head and going, yep, see, I got it. And the guy's not even close to find, you know, it's not going in the neural canal. It's just running down.
Through
it's
something.
Just going through something. And, and he thinks he's doing it right. It's not right. But when you go through the tail and you actually see the backbone of the fish and you can see the neural canal and it slides right in, and you get to see the vibration of the fish as the wire is traveling up, so you know you got them.
When you are a crew member on the Royal Star and you do that, you punch that hole and you run that wire 50 times a day, every single day.
And it takes them 2 seconds.
They make it look so easy. For the rest of us, the mere mortals in the world, going from the tail, it's the easiest thing. You can you cut the tail 3/4 of the way through, and you can literally see the piece that you just run the wire through. It's so much easier.
Yes.
And again, Robbie showed me that same thing, too. You don't need to cut the tail off. Just cut it down to where you can see what you're doing, so now you still have a handle to move the thing around when it's in the kill bag. Like, again, it's just you follow those steps, and it's an easy process.
Absolutely.
I dig it. Yeah, I like those for sure.
And truly all a part of the culinary process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been a kind of a nice deal. I think I mentioned this last time I was on, but with Andrew, him being kind of the master behind Ikajime for the U.S., right? We didn't invent this. It all came over from Japan, but he, you know, kind of Americanized it. But his whole deal was commercial fishing and culinary. And when I talked to him, I said, I don't want any part of commercial or culinary. I want sport fishing. And it's like, it's a match. It's a perfect match. And it's just worked out great. And we kind of help each other out, you know, throughout the year with, you know, marketing and stuff. He just had a huge article in like GQ magazine, you
crazy
know,
cool.
all places. And it just goes through all the steps of Ikajime and how to do it and the culinary benefits. And it's just, it's really
like
cool.
You guys make the best hardware for it. What he goes over is the steps involved, how to spike it, how to bleed it, how to ice it, you know, how to run the wire. Like, you know, all of those things combined are what make that perfect finished product in the end.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, such good stuff and learning so much, and we're going to be right back.
Yeah,
we're going to find out who's...
Serious prize to give away.
Dude, $250 from AFCO. Are you kidding me? We're going to find out who's won that when we come back on the Let's Talk Cricket Bat YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft,
Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steigercraft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steigercraft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steigercraft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hook up! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Robbie flip the prize coin. See who.
$250 after pack. How rad is Robbie? This? All right.
Texter. And today, that happens to be Nicole from Oceanside.
Cool. Congratulations, Nicole. Boy, what a rad prize. And Robbie, just can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time. I know how busy this is. I know you got ICAST coming up. You got fishing tournaments, family, AFCO, all the stuff. But, man, we really appreciate it. This is a very fun couple hours. And I'm just so stoked for everything going on at AFCO. As all this ICAST stuff gets introduced, how do we find it? How do we see it? Where do we get it? What's the rundown?
Well, yeah, AFCO.com for sure is where you want to go check it all out. Your local tackle stores, Ricky, your shop will be plumb full of new AFCO gear here probably pretty soon. But yeah,
Longfin's a big one too.
Longfin, every tackle, yeah. Every major tackle store.
Nope, nobody that's worth going to doesn't have a lot of AFCO stuff.
Absolutely,
it's the best in its category. Yes. It just is,
hands down. But no, thank you guys for having me. I always look forward to doing this show every year. Always a lot of fun. Appreciate it, and looking forward to next time I'm on the show.
Yeah, us too, buddy. Well, congratulations and a great run for you guys. And excited to hear about all the hardware you win. Hey, and we appreciate you listening. Next Saturday, another couple of great shows. Captain Cameron from the Mission Bell on Saturday. We got Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. It's going to be a great time. Appreciate Jeff, Adam, Corey. A big thanks to you, and we sure appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you next week. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.